As we delve into a visual analysis of Bruce Latimer's painting Trees at Sea, let's take a closer look at the prominent elements of art and principles of design that shape our understanding of this captivating work. This painting blends the natural and industrial worlds, inviting us to explore not only its visual components but also the deeper meanings they convey. First, let's start with observation. Before interpreting the piece, it's vital to closely examine its visual elements. The backdrop features a striking blue sky, so vivid that it almost feels tangible. In the foreground, a large cargo ship filled with colorful containers anchors the scene. Framing this vessel are two lush trees, one adorned with delicate purple flowers, and the other glowing in varying shades of red and orange. Meanwhile, a vibrant green leaf introduces an organic form that contrasts sharply with the rigid geometry of the ship behind it. As we visualize this composition, several questions arise. How do these contrasting elements coexist within the same space? And how does each component contribute to the overall feel of the artwork? Let's now identify some key elements of art present in this painting. A crucial element to discuss is color. Latimer employs a bold and expressive color palette that captivates the viewer's attention. The predominant blue sky evokes feelings of calm and serenity, while the warm colors of the trees bring vibrancy and energy. The combination of these warm and cool tones highlights the contrasting relationship between nature and industry. This is further enhanced by the ship's dark, solid hull, creating a visual tension that prompts the viewer to reflect on environmental themes. You might notice that the tree's colors, purple and red, are complementary to the blue background, creating dynamic visual interest. How does the emotional resonance of these colors shift as one observes the juxtaposition of nature against the industrial backdrop? Next, let's examine the texture of the painting. The use of copper as a support for Latimer's oil work imparts a unique luminosity that enhances the richness of color and depth. The smooth, glossy quality of the copper surface allows for a refined application of paint, creating an inviting and radiant aspect to the trees. This gleaming texture contrasts with the painted cargo ship, which, while colorful, appears more solid and grounded. The texture delivers a tactile sense that allows the viewer to feel the light emanating from the trees, further emphasizing their beauty and vibrancy. How does the texture influence your perception of realism within the artwork? Moving on to space, we observe how Latimer organizes both positive and negative spaces effectively. The spacious blue sky dominates the upper section of the canvas, drawing the eye upward, while the lower part is more densely populated with the ship and foliage. This balance creates a sense of depth, as if the viewer could step into the scene. The arrangement of the trees alongside the ship creates an overlapping effect that fosters spatial relationships. The viewer senses both proximity and distance. This interplay of space resonates with themes of environmental encroachment. How does the presence of industry intrude upon the natural landscape? Let's now shift our focus to the principles of design, beginning with balance. Latimer achieves an asymmetrical balance through the placement of the ship and the trees. While the ship is larger and more rigid, its dark nature is countered by the vibrant, lighter forms of the trees. This technique effectively prevents the piece from feeling weighted down, guiding the viewer's eye across the canvas in an engaging manner. The balance here invites contemplation. What thoughts surface when considering this dynamic tension between nature and industry? In terms of contrast, the juxtaposition of the organic forms of the trees against the straight lines of the ship and boxes piques interest and enhances visual complexity. The contrast between the flowing lines of foliage and the geometric shapes of shipping containers invokes a dialogue about the interrelationship of natural and human-made environments. Viewers might find themselves drawn to the tensions in this contrast, prompting reflections on sustainability and responsibility. Moving on to movement, we can analyze how the arrangement of shapes and lines guides the viewer's eye through the composition. The way the branches of the trees extend outward creates a dynamic path alongside the ship, encouraging the gaze to travel through the painting. This movement not only reflects a sense of harmony but can also represent the continual flow of trade and nature's response to it. How might this visual journey influence your connection to the themes presented in the piece? Through the integration of these elements and principles, Trees at Sea creates a multifaceted narrative that challenges viewers to consider their place within the continuum of nature and industry. The interplay of texture, color, space, and balance deepens the emotional engagement with the artwork, provoking questions about environmental impact, responsibility, and harmony. In conclusion, Bruce Latimer's Trees at Sea captivates not only through its vibrant colors and meticulous detail, but also through its sophisticated composition and the layered meanings encapsulated within. The careful orchestration of elements and principles reveals the artist's intent to spark dialogue about the relationship between natural beauty and industrialization. The artwork serves as a poignant reminder of the delicate balance we must navigate as a society. Looking at the overall impact of this piece, it becomes evident how Latimer engages us in critical conversations about our environment. The lush, vibrant trees symbolize the vitality of nature, while the imposing cargo ship reflects human intervention. By marrying these disparate elements, the artist encourages viewers to ponder pressing issues such as sustainability and ecological impact. As you observe the painting, consider how the visual elements work in tandem to elicit emotional responses and provoke thought. The vibrant colors might evoke joy, while the presence of the industrial sheet may introduce anxiety or concern regarding environmental degradation. In this way, the viewer isn't merely a passive observer. Rather, they are invited to engage actively with the themes presented. The contrasting emotions that arise while viewing Trees at Sea might prompt you to reflect on your own experiences, whether it be your daily routines in an urban landscape or your encounters with untouched nature. The painting can evoke a sense of nostalgia for natural surroundings, as well as awareness of how industrialization has altered those landscapes. How do these feelings resonate with your experiences, and what conversations do they inspire among those around you? In sum, through a rich interplay of elements and principles, Trees at Sea invites us to contemplate the complexities of existence in a modern world where nature and industry coexist. Munz beautifully captures the essence of this dichotomy, encouraging both appreciation for the beauty of our planet and critical reflection on our roles as stewards of the environment. As we conclude our exploration of this work, think about how art, like Latimer's, serves not just as a visual delight, but as a catalyst for awareness, discussion, and ultimately, change. What lasting thoughts do you take away from this piece, and how might they influence your own relationship with the world around you?